This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by John Peterson and Gordy Young in association with John and Gordy Productions, Civic Media, and your Uncle Steve. Side effects may include nausea, uncontrollable laughter, and the desire to throw your radio into Lake Mendota. Now, here they are, John and Gordy. We're sorry.
Well, apologies not accepted. 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning.
Good Thursday morning to you.
Yeah, it's my new morning.
Yeah?
I have my haircut.
You did?
Yeah, sure.
Looks good. I noticed you didn't, Gordy.
No, I didn't.
See? It's a good haircut. Well, yeah, you know, the hairstylist did a fantastic job.
Yeah, looks and, good.
She put the she put gel on it. At the very end, to kind of, you know, to keep it in place when I left. But I couldn't believe what you did. You know, it's like, you know, ripples and just beautiful sculpted areas of the back of my head and side. And I'm thinking, how did you do that? You know, it's like some kind of Roman sculpture, you know, where they...
It looks the same, just shorter, John.
No, well, today it does, but when I walked out of there, you know, yesterday, I don't know what she did.
You
but
some
I,
product in your
I
hair?
I said, could you make it permanent like this? She said, well, no, it's why you need me.
Wow. So, yeah. Looks good.
Well, you know, thanks. Yeah. I managed to get it dry today and come into work.
Okay. So,
took a lot less time because it's shorter now. All right. Go ahead.
No, I'm fine. You could go on.
All right. No,
did you
no
tip,
I'm not going to go
tip
on.
Her,
of course I did.
Okay.
Whole 25%. Okay. Here, I'm kind of stuck with that.
You're a big tipper.
Well, I'm a big tipper because that was my son's hairstylist, which I absorbed accidentally. I didn't know it. And they're having like, you know, this great discussion thing. Every time he goes to get a haircut now, they have this fantastic discussion. She really likes Brett a lot. And she said, geez, he's great. He knows his politics. We always have, not debates, but we have great discussions about politics. And she just really loves Brett. And she recognized Brett as my son when I went in to see her for the very first time. We're just sitting, chatting, you know, as we always do with our hairstylist. And she says, do you know Brett? And I said, yeah, how do you, well, it sounds like you know Brett because Brett talks just like you. and you're a close family, and he likes staying at home, and you just said you really love having your kids at home, and they're adults, and I just put one and one together, and that's it.
Figured it out.
Yeah, and it's like this kind of family thing, even though they're not dating or anything. It's just, you know.
Just friends.
It's just weird. It's a neighborhood thing.
Okay.
It's, you know, these small towns, you know, like Middleton, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe a budding romance down
the
road?
Well, you never know. You know, I think he was going to go out with her, but didn't end up going out with her. So
Valentine's Day is coming up, so, you know, there's an opportunity, perhaps.
Yes, on a fake holiday. That's what I would do.
To you, every holiday is a fake holiday. Even your anniversary is like a fake holiday to you.
Well, it is. You know, we made that ourselves. Who, you know, who cares about it, right? So... okay. No, we never miss a honeymoon holiday.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, it's something else.
It's a tradition.
It really is. It is. Okay. It's a big tradition.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Weather-wise today, boy, it's starting to heat up. Spring is right around the corner, apparently.
Hey, we grilled out.
Huh? Did
we
you?
We grilled out yesterday, yes.
You grilled out.
What? Oh, we made
you have
at
some
least,
brats?
At least 2 dozen brats.
No. 2 dozen? There's only 4 of you.
It's not that we eat that much.
6 apiece.
Yeah. No, we just, you know, we eat what we can, and then we freeze the rest, and then we heat them up in the microwave and have brats for the rest of the month.
Okay. Well, good. Well, today would be another great day to, you know.
perfect fire day for that. Yeah.
It's kind of chilly right now, 28 degrees, but it's nice and clear. We're expecting a lot of sunshine today. What will be the afternoon high?
Yeah, I wonder, you know, we haven't really got out our balls lately.
Really?
So, yeah,
let's fire up the lottery ball machine. Get those balls rolling around.
Yeah, those balls are dangling in that cage.
Okay, first number is 5. Second number is 2.
There they are. Yeah.
52 degrees for a high today.
Oh, yeah.
Get ready for that.
Love looking at those balls.
Okay.
All right. So.
Yeah,
we've got some big topics today. We've got Busted Pencils coming up at 6:35.
Yeah, Tim Slucker.
Yeah. Mark that down. Mm-hmm. Stay in your car, whatever you're going to do.
Okay.
We've got some big topics during that. We've got the big story, and we've got other big stories because it just never ends now because this is the fire hose of the Trump administration. They're just drowning us in a total mess of chaos. This is just awful. It really is.
Hard to keep up.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like there's breaking news every 5 minutes.
Hey, you know, I just got an idea.
What's that?
Let's spitball it right here live on the air for our listeners to kind of get in on if they can make suggestions. But what was the villainous organization in Get Smart?
Chaos?
Yes. I guess we could probably get some drops from that.
Oh, from Get Smart?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would
because
be good.
Because this would be perfect for the next
chaos.
4 years.
Yes. Right? All right. Well, we'll work on that.
We'll
workshop. Running around the table.
I'm sure we
get
will.
Get the flagpole ready.
We do this
up the flagpole.
A lot. And nothing ever
nothing
comes
ever
of it.
Happens.
All right.
Let's get to the National Day calendar. It's all about food today. So which one of these food things does not belong in the National Day calendar today? Is it National Sausage and Eggs Day? National Soda Pop Day? National Bacon Day? Or National Croissant Day? Which one of those does not belong?
Not National Bacon Day.
Well, you're right. It's not National Bacon Day.
Yeah, because bacon is way too high. You know, the price is just outrageous. I can't buy bacon anymore. Oh, that Trump, he's right about everything.
It's actually not National Sausage and Eggs Day either.
Oh.
It's also not National Soda Pop Day.
So there's one thing.
It's only one day today. It's National Croissant Day.
Oh.
Where's Julian?
Oh, Julian has to get in on
that
this.
The one that I sent you yesterday is all about that, if you can find that. The open.
What did you send me yesterday?
I sent you that whole list of 6 or 7 different long form.
We do have Julian here to tell us how to properly pronounce the word croissant.
That's it.
All right. Here we go.
In French, this short pastry is called croissant. Croissant in English. Croissant. Croissant.
His voice is so
Here
smart.
Are more videos on how to pronounce more confusing words and names too
that
many
is,
mispronounced.
Quite
suave.
Words. Will appreciate your support.
Wow.
Yeah.
Croissant.
Very
croissant.
Romantically explained.
Croissant. Croissant.
You know, I felt like he was just whispering it in our ears.
Yes. Right? Yes. Very relaxing.
Very soft.
I went through a traumatic experience. We used to do the Ovens of Brittany commercials at the radio station I was working at. What a great restaurant. I mean, you know, Ovens of Brittany was just fantastic. Mm-hmm. And they made the best croissants in town. And because we did the ads, we had to say croissant the right way. You know, you can't say it the way I'm saying it right now.
No.
It's got to be croissant.
Croissant. Croissant.
That's how we had to say it.
Yeah, that's, yes.
So all of a sudden, you were sitting, you know, stopping into the Evans of Brittany for the best croissants. It just sounds stupid.
Yeah.
It was on some public radio, right? I just hate that.
Sam, you got anything in the history books today?
Oh, boy. We've got a lot in the history books.
Yeah, let's go.
Dial up the internet version today.
Okay.
Ah, that sounds great.
Oh, we got a fast connection today. All right.
Mm. That's a fast connection.
Yeah. So, I remember like just briefly hearing about this when I was in high school, but I didn't realize like how crazy of a situation that this was. Today, in 1835, Andrew Jackson, he was the president. He narrowly escapes an assassination attempt. A guy with two pistols comes up to him. He tries to shoot him with the first one. It misfires.
Oh, no.
He tries to shoot him with the second one. It misfires. And then Andrew Jackson, he's pretty mad at this guy, so he starts beating him up. He gets into a fight with him, and then eventually some other people who Jackson is with has to pull him away, and he's arrested.
Well, wow. Andrew Jackson, a deaf guy.
What a character.
Yeah. What a character.
What a guy. Interesting guy.
Yeah.
Today in 1873, Around the World in 80 Days was published for the first time.
Hmm.
How fast do you think you could get around the world today?
I don't know, but I thought the movie was too long.
Did it take 80 days to watch?
Yeah.
Today in 1948, Gandhi was assassinated. Guy who led India to independence.
Right.
Big deal. And we've got quite a few birthdays here today. It's FDR's birthday, and on this day in 1946, the first Roosevelt dimes entered circulation.
Yeah,
for his birthday.
That's great, isn't it? I mean, one of the great presidents.
Yeah, very true. Is he the most recent president to be on U.S. currency?
Boy,
well, Kennedy's on the half dollar.
Oh, is he?
JFK.
Right. Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've seen a half dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't you know that?
Yeah. Don't get used very much.
Right.
No.
Right.
You're right.
It's actor Gene Hackman's birthday. Mm-hmm. It's Dick Cheney's birthday. And we've got a little birthday song for him in just a minute.
Oh, really? Great. Does it have something to do with shooting his hunting partner
in the face?
What's the story behind that?
Oh,
really? You don't know that one?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Come in
yeah.
and sit down,
to me,
Sam.
Okay, to me, Dick
That's
Cheney.
That's a wonderful story you tell before the fireplace.
Yeah, I'm young enough that to me, Dick Cheney is a historical figure, not somebody who I have lived with in politics.
He went out bird shooting with his shotgun, and he had a partner with him.
And he kind of swung around the wrong way.
Oh, my
God. He shot his partner into the face.
God.
Partner was okay.
He lived. He was all right.
Oh, yeah.
He
obviously grazed him, but oh, my God.
Grazed him.
Jesus.
Well, wow. Shotgun shot is not the greatest thing in the world.
Sure, it wasn't fun. No.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, that was Dick Cheney. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Birthdays?
We've got a lot of birthdays. Well, it's Phil Collins' birthday. We'll hear some of his music in a little bit. Mm-hmm. And Christian Bale's birthday, born today in 1974.
You know, Anna in Madison texted us and said the Ovens of Brittany also had the best morning buns. And they really did. You know, just the right amount of sugar and cinnamon. It was just perfect.
What happened to Ovens
of
Brittany?
So
they were
good.
It was such a great place.
Oh, I know. A great place on State Street here. I mean, you know. That was the place to go. Mm. One was out at Hilldale.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, that was a great one. A lot of meetings out there for some reason with the radio stations. They love that place.
Well, you can call us or text us and let us know what's going on in your world today. 608-879-8255 is our number, 879-TALK, or just text us on the Civic Media app.
Yes.
And we will be back with more right around the corner on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Happy birthday, Dick.
Your birthday is today. Hey!
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX. And this is the show that has John and Gordy on it. I'm John Peterson.
And I'm Gordy Young.
Yeah.
Thanks for reminding everybody. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Yeah. You can sleep better. You can dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Check out their east side location or west side location, or just go online to verlo.com. Okay?
Yeah, I was just thinking, if I had a restaurant, it would be my famous French toast.
Yes.
I suppose you serve anything besides French toast?
No.
French toast?
Well, I make some great Swedish meatballs.
You should open a food cart, John.
No, it's I can't take the abuse from students down here. But I it would be a French toast restaurant, and I would have Frenchie, the French toast mascot.
A big slice of French toast.
Yes, a big slice of French toast.
Mascot guy.
And I know just who to put in the outfit.
Oh, Sam. No. Not again.
Sam knows how to.
Frenchie, the French toast slice.
John, you don't understand how traumatic it is to be a mascot.
If you get hit by a plow, that yeah, that would be traumatic.
That's what happened to you, huh? Yeah. That taught you a lesson, huh?
Yeah.
Well, at least not to dress up as a mattress in a blizzard and stand next to the road. Mm. Yes.
Maybe that wasn't a smart thing to do. Was that where you were supposed to station yourself?
Well, yeah, because we were. The idea is to like get cars to drive into.
So you wave them in. And stuff,
right.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
I mean, if you just saw somebody wearing a mattress costume, wouldn't you just immediately turn hard to the right and see what they're doing?
Yeah, I'd pull over. And.
But if it was a blizzard, why were people out driving around anyway?
Well, that's a good question.
Are they going to go buy a mattress in the middle of a blizzard?
Well, yeah, our sales weren't quite what we had anticipated that day.
Yeah.
Doesn't work out sometimes. The weather doesn't, cooperate, as they say.
Right.
Here's a story that I never got to, and there was good reason for it. So I'm going to put it here.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. It's the Guardian had a little feature in their newspaper, and it was called "Unleash Your Masculine Energy: The Mark Zuckerberg Way."
Oh God.
And they have a couple of tips here, five tips on how to do that. Thicken your neck. At one point during their conversation with, Rogan, stops to admire Zucker's neck.
What?
Joe Rogan admired Zucker's neck, which apparently is a lot bigger than it used to be. So they were comparing the thickness of their necks.
Okay.
You know, Joe Rogan is so short and so ridiculously small.
Yeah, he's like 4'8" or something. Just... little guy.
Now, if you're a balding guy, sometimes it makes you look like Mr. Clean, big muscular guy, but wow, he is a very short guy. Okay, number two, fawn over thin-skimmed presidents. Thick necks are important for fighting, but they're also a must-have when you've made a habit of bowing down to Donald Trump the way that Zuckerberg has. Okay, that's... Tip two, how to be masculine. Kill some wild pigs.
Sounds like something RFK would do.
This is number three. Zuckerberg likes to kill the feral pigs in Hawaii with a bow and arrow.
Oh, God.
While Rogan likes to use a rifle. So there you go. That's the manly thing. Unleash your masculine energy the Mark Zuckerberg way.
We were talking about Dick Cheney a couple of minutes ago, and Pete has sent us a text that says, you skipped over my favorite part of the Dick Cheney shooting story. If you remember, after things settled down, the guy that was shot actually apologized to the vice president for ruining his shot. Yes, that's true.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Number four. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Unleashing your masculine energy. I know this is important. Throw your former female colleagues under the bus. Mr. Zuckerberg blamed his former chief operating officer, Sheryl Sandberg, for an initiating at Facebook the self-expression in the workplace order. Now, you don't want self-expression in the workplace. That is not something that is good. So, he railed on her. Find a posse. This is last one here. Find a posse of other manly men to hang out with. Rumor has it that Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and Mark Zuckerberg might all sit together at Trump's inauguration, which they did, by the way.
Wow.
So, that's the tips from The Guardian on how to be manly and use that masculine energy to your benefit.
Oh, those are some good starter ideas, I think.
I don't know. Throw your female colleagues under the bus.
If you really need to, prove you're a man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good ideas. Jeez.
Not a good idea.
No, not at all.
Not a good idea.
Not at all. Okay.
But feel free to, give us a call, suggestions on how men can unleash their masculine. I'm sure we'll get a lot of suggestions from women on how to do that.
Oh, absolutely.
By the way, the proper and right way for them.
Yeah.
The way they would like to see a manly man unleash his masculine, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, okay.
Yeah, we're open to suggestions.
Yeah, we've got we've got a Civic Media app. All you have to do is text us or give us a call one way or another, and we'll grill you. We'll throw you under the bus for your suggestion.
That's right. Let's see. We've got Tim Slecker coming up in just a few minutes. If you'd like to ask questions about education, when, you know, what?
I would be promoting some of the stuff that we have coming up on the show, except I had my donut on the outline. And I didn't want to pick up the donut, and I, you know, where am I going to put the damn donut?
Is there a big grease stain on it now on the paper?
Well, yeah, a big circular.
Did you put it in the microwave like I suggested?
No,
did that help?
Good. It's good this way.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a plain donut.
It's could stale, have a, isn't it?
Could have a little more nutmeg in it, but I'm okay with it. It's good, good with coffee.
Okay.
Some of the stories that we do have coming up. Bodily autonomy. It's a big issue. It was brought up during the hearings for RFK Jr.
Oh, boy.
Did you watch any of that?
I did. They were grilling him.
It
boy.
There was some weird stuff in
oh,
there.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we've got some of that coming up.
And Governor Pritzker got angry and mad at Trump for lying again about what happened to Medicaid.
Mm-hmm. But next, as we mentioned before, Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils talking about edumacation right here on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning. Normally, we would have Tim Slecker here from Busted Pencils.
But woke up not feeling great this morning, so
we just got to
take the day off.
Sent me an email with three words, sick in bed, period.
Okay.
It works out like that.
Hope he gets better soon.
Yeah, yeah. Which means Idiocracy is here.
It's back.
It's back again, and we're going to have to talk about some of the crazy things in Idiocracy.
Have we got anything to talk about in Idiocracy today?
I don't know.
It's been so calm lately.
It's hard to find that kind of
nothing
stuff.
Nothing going on, really.
Do you have the theme or anything like that?
I couldn't tell if that's what you were angling for.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
There it is.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
Now listen, Grapehead, I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
You calling me a liar?
I ain't calling you a truther.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. You know, projecting your masculinity, the Zuckerberg way. We're kind of back to that bad story that I don't want to get to. This time, I've got some European responses to all of this. I'll tie this all together magically. All right.
Okay, can't wait.
like Wonder Woman's lasso, I am going to bring some truth and tie this all together for everyone listening this morning. All right. Zuckerberg is going to throw three big Sieg Heils now just to prove how masculine he really is. And this kind of gets projected into the European Union a little bit here because of, you know, what Elon has done, the support he's thrown toward very right-wing Nazi groups in Germany. So anyway, other European leaders are responding to Zuckerberg and Meta. You know, they have it there, and they're not happy with Zuckerberg's new rules and regulations, and they haven't exactly installed them in some of the European countries, but they're responding to this. And let's hear, this is cut 112, and cue up 113 after that, but 112 is the European Parliament representative for Spain, Laura Cereza, and she had this message to the American social media companies, including Zuckerberg. Let's listen.
And to Musk, Zuckerberg and company, in Europe we have a market of millions of users that provide money to your companies, yes, but we also love protecting our citizens and democracies by making laws. If you don't like it, you can always leave and take it or leave it. You can always take your Nazi salutes and your masculine energy and go back home. Viva Europa, hoy más que nunca. Muchas gracias.
Yes, mic drop. There it is.
Okay. You don't like it? Get out.
I'd like to I didn't throw this in with the rest of today in history, but I'd like to mention today in 1933, Hitler was named the Chancellor of Germany.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. And everything slowly went south from there. Yeah.
Took a while, but yes.
Yeah. This is from Anders Vistisen, European Parliament member from Denmark. He showed some proper masculine energy in this statement. Let's listen.
Dear President Trump, listen very carefully. Greenland have been part of the Danish kingdom for 800 years. It's an integrated part of our country. It is not for sale. Let me put it in words you might understand. Mr. Trump, f*** off.
Wow, okay. I guess that's pretty straightforward.
Well, isn't that just amazing, right?
That's an official statement.
You normally don't hear this kind of stuff from Europeans. A little more proper, you know.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. It's just amazing stuff. Anyway, that's all I have on Zuckerberg this morning.
We've got some suggestions going back to your story about how to be a better or how to be a more masculine man.
Oh, okay.
John in Madison says, knit or crochet a case for your rifle.
Okay.
He also says, recite Byron's poem, "We shall go no more. We shall no more go a roaming at the senior center."
That's right. That'd be great. Great stuff. And
We got some news stories covered on Dom's show last. I was filling on Dom's show last night.
Can you explain what we're seeing
two of the
here?
Big stories he was talking about? The new press secretary, her name escapes me right now. One of the things she said in like her first press conference was that Doge had found that $50 million worth of condoms were headed to Gaza, which obviously is not true. There's no truth whatsoever to that.
Reading The Onion.
Yeah, exactly. The bigger story he was covering last night. So ICE is out in force, rounding up people they claim to be illegal immigrants and detaining them. There was a story out of Milwaukee. A toddler, his mother and his grandmother were speaking Spanish in a department store and were arrested, brought in for questioning, and then they had to prove that they were all American citizens, and then they had to pay for their own ride back home.
What? Wow. I did not hear that. In Milwaukee. Happened.
Just because they were speaking Spanish.
Yes. Apparently that's probable cause now, apparently.
There are agents around at the time when these innocent people were speaking Spanish, and then they were hauled off for speaking Spanish?
Yeah,
I would not go into school where they had Spanish courses. please,
my God.
We're indoctrinating kids to speak Spanish in our schools. We have to block that now.
And this happened at a department store?
I haven't like read the original source material. I believe the news team was working on translating the story from a Telemundo TV station as well. But my knowledge of it is all from Dom's show last night.
Okay. You can give us a call, 608-879-8255, or text us on the Civic Media app. Always happy to hear what you're up to this morning.
Yeah.
All right.
There's an attack on empathy. You know, the Republicans attacked empathy a long time back, and they have not let go. It's still out there. Ben Garrett, Christian husband and father, deacon of Refuge Church in Ogden, Utah, and co-host of Haunted Cosmos, posted this. Do not commit the sin of empathy. This snake is God's enemy and yours, too. She hates God and his people. You need to properly hate in response. She is not merely deceived, but a deceiver. Your eye shall not pity. And this is, I believe, the bishop's speech that she gave to Trump. This is in regards to that. There was empathy brought into that. And reader context was added to this, this quote, because it's important to at least correct this. Empathy is not a sin. In fact, humility, generosity, and kindness are three of the seven heavenly virtues.
There you go.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Weird stuff.
I want to get to something really strange, and this is from The Blaze. This is a right-wing broadcast channel, news station, I guess.
Glenn Beck's network,
yes,
right?
Yes. And Steve Deese trumped Trump with this. As the dictator, the war is on. Let's check. This is cut 132, and it's hard to even imagine this, but go ahead.
Perhaps no order was more cathartic and emotional than this one.
So this is January 6th, and these are the hostages, approximately 1,500 for a pardon.
Yes.
Full pardon.
Yes, Donald Trump pardoned or commuted the sentences of every single J6er caught up in the tyrannical attack on their freedoms. Grandmas, grandpas, mothers, fathers who are in the targets and the crosshairs of the vicious, corrupt Justice Department for years.
Wow.
They're all now free. As Donald Trump made it clear, in no uncertain terms, sitting behind the appropriately named Resolute desk, the era of Biden's feebleness and corruption is over, as Trump fired the first volley into a full frontal assault on the corruption and abuses of his predecessor.
To paraphrase Trump's Uber fan, Kid Rock, dude came in like a train that rolls hard, letting off much steam. Now it's Trump, you know, so he's not wearing dusty flannel and cutoff jeans, baby. The amount of power wielded yesterday, the most we have seen maybe in one day in the modern history of the presidency, was texting with several friends and little birdies and contacts last night. And several of those are in the Trump administration. And one of them sent back to me a one word text: war. The Democratic Party started this war. The level of rancor and division and coercion that has, and targeting, we should mention that too, that has gone on in our politics and our culture has reached now cold civil war levels.
Wow.
What you saw yesterday was a counter declaration of war. The right finally is now fully engaged in the cold civil war. Now, the battle plan comes in the form of these executive actions and orders the president issued yesterday. And if you look at him from a tactical, let's take away the principle for a second and just look at it tactically.
All right.
Tactically, he bombarded the left on so many different fields of ideological and philosophical battle, all simultaneously, unlike anything really we've ever seen, could have maybe even imagined. I think that these are intended kind of be the come and take it of public policy. I think that this is the equivalent of Dirty Harry saying yesterday, go ahead, make my day. Rather than one policy or one issue or one speech the enemy can key on, I mean, this, what you saw was a political D-Day. I mean, this is the largest amphibious assault of public policy that we have ever seen. And it's what was needed to counter the biggest invasion and infestation of our culture and institutions we've ever suffered and seen.
Infestation, yeah.
I think what was declared yesterday in the inaugural speech by Trump, that was more a criminal indictment before the world of the traitors who intentionally tried to ruin our way of life.
We're traitors.
January 20th is going to be a day long remembered. For the first time, it seems now our side is now fully committed to victory. You don't get to drop nuclear bombs on your neighbor and then come back and say, psych. Nope. I mean, this is, we crossed the ravine and then we burned the boats, man. and burn the monkey bridge. We can't go back if we want to. And as a result, we blew up the Death Star. We have finally fully joined the war. The rebellion is now on. And that's what took me from, listen, we got to vote Trump because we know he's better than the communists, to being like fully invested. And then yesterday it confirmed for me that this is the right investment.
Okay, wait, who was this? My head exploded a long time ago. Okay, this was from The Blaze.
The Blaze. Okay. He's a host there, and that was his rant. And that's, and by the way, that's just how they think.
Yes.
And I've heard that, bits and pieces of that on the right.
Sounds
for the
like
last
Brad Schimmel.
5 or 6 months.
Sounds like Brad Schimmel's comment that came out a couple days ago.
Yes, I do have that. Dan Schaefer posted that cut.
Right.
And we'll get to that later on. But yeah, it's just an amazing rant. And that's how they look at us. I mean, we are vermin. We have infested this country. I don't know where you go there.
What is the background of The Blaze or this guy, Steve Deese? Do you have any idea?
The Blaze was started by Glenn Beck, who's a right-wing commentator on radio. He had a TV show for a while, and he started his own network. And they're all far, far right.
Yeah.
Extremists.
And that's all they do.
The land of far, far away.
It's just what they
propaganda.
Do.
Propaganda. By the way, we should update everybody, in case you haven't heard some breaking news from overnight. At least last night, an airline crash in Potomac. There was actually a mid-air collision with an Army chopper. They've now turned that in from a... it's a rescue operation, but they're saying there are apparently no survivors from this. And I'm sure much more will be coming up on throughout the day.
So a passenger plane and a helicopter.
Right. They've already recovered 30 bodies. And part of the plane was coming from Kansas City. Figure skating, ice skating team was on board there. Yes. I think something more like 60 people on that plane, or a little bit more than that. And a couple of Russian figure skaters also in that group. But they'll have more on ABC News at the top of the hour, I'm sure. And we've got more right around the corner.
We do.
Right? Coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning.
And this particular portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. You can check them out on Madison's east side or west side, or go to verlo.com and ask about their lifetime comfort guarantee.
All right. Well, this is a story that I put off and I put off and I forgot about.
What happened?
But it's, I think it was one of the most revealing and more riveting stories about the release of the January 6th insurrectionists. You probably heard about it. I want to play the full cut in regards to this. It is a son of one of the J6 insurrectionists. He turned in his dad. Mm-hmm. And his dad is not happy about that. And of course, now the son, because his dad was released willy-nilly, I mean, he didn't expect this. And all of a sudden, he's faced with the possibility of his dad coming back in some way, shape, or form. Maybe to just yell at him, or maybe something worse. But this is an interview that he had, and I want you to check this out. This is the ramification, the unintended consequences of acting as irresponsible as Trump did, just releasing the January 6th insurrectionists, because he just didn't want to go one by one by one to figure out who should be released and who isn't. Oh, release them all. So this is what you get. Let's listen to it.
Trump is announcing pardons for January 6th defendants. That this could include your father, who's serving a six and a half year sentence as we speak. What's your reaction?
Well, I'm honestly flabbergasted that we've gotten to this point. I mean, I'm terrified. I don't know what I'm going to do. I've taken as many precautions as I could recently. I've picked up a gun. I've moved, and I've gotten myself away from what I thought would be a dangerous situation and staying where I thought my dad could find me. Or other people, you know, people that are going to feel so validated by these actions, by this pardon, I'm just so filled with paranoia about what could happen. I've been waiting all day from a call from the DOJ to just figure it out and know what to do next. Cause right now I don't, other than just to, you know, sit around and, you know, talk about it.
I mean, you're scared. I mean, you're right. I mean, you're scared about what could happen from your father specifically or someone else.
Yeah. I don't know what other people are thinking. I don't even know what my father's thinking. I mean, I've talked to my father before, but I had thought it gotten better and it really hadn't. My dad is still involved with these militias. He still talks with, you know, a martyr status. He has no change. He's more galvanized than ever that I've seen. My mom, too. My sisters are waiting outside the jail cell right now. And, you know, I feel for them. And I know who they are and I love them. But I can't feel safe. And I'm sure hundreds of other families, thousands of other people that have been affected by these people and their actions and what could happen when they're released. I mean, who knows? I mean, you know, my dad once called me a traitor and, you know, he said traitors get shot. So wow. That's, you know, all I can think about recently and just, yeah.
I'm sorry, Jackson. You mentioned your sisters and I know you're one of three and your sisters are there and you mentioned your mom too and your mom and your sisters are fully on board with your father. You talk about, it really sounds like January 6th broke your family apart. Is there any way that go ahead.
Destroy it. Like, seriously, I mean, my father's actions coming from the Trump presidency and what he thought what he was doing was right, just destroyed it. And I made a, you know, a very, very disgusting decision to inform authorities about what he was doing. And I still feel horrible about it every day. And, you know, my sisters are out there right now and they're rooting for him. And, you know, I understand that. I come with a point of love towards that. Like I want to be there for them, but I can't, it just isn't safe for people like me that, you know, have done the same things I have done to do what I thought to do to protect my family. And, you know, it's hard.
But you still love your father.
Of course, I love him. I love him. I just cannot feel safe around him. I cannot feel safe around people he knows. I cannot feel safe around the people my mother knows. You know, my mom has, you know, used my name to sit in front of a crowded room of these far right Trump supporters. And whenever she brings up my name and what I've done, the crowd will just roar in just anger about like, what the hell did that kid do? And watching, being away from all this and just spectating what they're doing is just terrifying. And I can't do anything but just spectate. And I don't know.
Well, Jackson, I appreciate your talking. It matters. It's good people can hear it. And I know it comes not without risk and it comes at cost for you. Thank you.
So if you just release these individuals without really thinking about the ramifications of it, that's absolutely crazy. That's Jackson Reffitt. Worried about what his dad is going to do or what he's thinking at this point. Another incredibly horrifying thought is what happens when ICE agents come bursting into classrooms, traumatizing the kids. I have a cut. We'll be talking about the superintendent of public schools in Ohio and what he had to say about that next hour.
Yeah, that's coming up right after the news here. Also, much more. A lot more on the top stories of the day, and ABC will have an update on that plane crash with an Army chopper coming up next. It's John and Gordy in the morning, coming right back.
As we were saying, John Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.